Hi, I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Ashley Rose, founder and CEO at Living Security, a scalable online platform that delivers game-changing cybersecurity education and training through unique and fun storylines and mini-games. To learn more about Living Security, visit livingsecurity.com. Ashley, welcome. It's great to have you with us today.
Steve, thanks so much. Glad to be here.
So Ashley, you started up Living Security in 2017, and in 3 short years, the company has really gotten on the radar screen at large enterprises, including Fortune 500 companies. What's your secret sauce?
I love this question. And as I was kind of thinking about how I wanted to answer it today, I mean, really pulled out, there's a lot of things that play into our success, but the 3 that really have allowed us to work with the amazing partners and clients today are innovation. So we brought something to market that was new, it was fresh, it was fun, and into a traditionally stale industry, security awareness. The second is treating people and employees like people. And that, letting them know that they're an important part of the security program. So, I mean, people aren't dumb. They know when you don't care. Checkbox training has honestly become a joke. And I think the awareness industry as a whole has failed them up until this point. And so Living Security helps companies go above and beyond and makes training relevant, enjoyable, and helps them to motivate their team to actually want to take training. And last, probably and most importantly, our approach and our methodology is all science driven and it works. So learning in behavioral science has taught us for years that engagement, experiential learning, motivation, those are all things that actually help to increase retention and drive behavior change, which is ultimately what we're looking for to help us reduce risk. So all of these principles are what we apply to our training program.
So Ashley, we'd like to learn more about Living Security, but before we do that, you have a very exciting event coming up on June 25th. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. So we're really excited. Living Security, we're hosting our first virtual conference called Breaking Security Awareness. And as discussed in the previous question, I mean, there are a lot of things outside of just hitting the security concepts that really make up an effective security program. So what we're going to do is we're helping people break out, so breaking of the traditional checkbox and compliance mindset when it comes to awareness and education programs, and bringing in just amazing experts from multiple disciplines to allow them to provide their insights and actionable takeaways that can be applied to an organization's program. So just a few that we've got lined up. We have a chief behavioral officer, a gamification guru, the Nudge Unit, Fortune 500 security awareness program owners, and then we've got cyber threat intelligence and insider threat experts all ready to deep dive into their areas of expertise and help us all win the fight against human risk.
I love it. And I think that's exactly what people are looking for. You mentioned the CISOs. Let's elevate the security awareness discussion to where it belongs at that level. You and I both know how important this is. The recent Verizon DBIR, the Data Breach Investigations Report that so many people in our industry read, confirmed that. In fact, according to a blog on your Living Security website, security awareness training was called out 14 times in that report. What's the takeaway here for CISOs?
Yeah, so I mean, first and foremost, the report confirmed that yet again, people are still the number one way into an organization. We know cyber criminals, they're going to pursue the fastest and most efficient way into a company. And they know that a lot of organizations are still considering security a purely technical problem. So takeaway number one is if you don't have one, you need a program. You need to get started somewhere and then work to mature your program over time. And for us, that means it takes consistency, intentionality to really drive adoption and success. Working with organizations, what we found, and then kind of bringing it back to the report, it can really be tempting for those, especially those that don't have a program, to take something off the shelf and set it and forget it. But even in the early stages, it's important to look ahead of where you want to go and build towards that. So as we've looked at and worked with companies and looked at what a mature program really looks like, we found things like personalization, targeting, role-based training, making it relevant to the employee, their position, and their home life. consistent engagement to increase retention, multiple input feeds from threat intelligence, incident response, and internal data on an ongoing basis is really what allows your program to remain agile and proactive in the approach to reduce risk. So the second takeaway here is embed your awareness and training program into the overall security strategy and program architecture. Leverage your resources and your partners to remain agile and effective, and don't settle for that one-size-fits-all approach. It doesn't work.
So let's circle back to the June 25th event, because this sounds like it's just a very exciting, great event for the industry. Connect the dots for us on what CISOs and security leaders are grappling with when it comes to training their employees to be cyber safe, and what will be covered in your event.
Yeah. So, specifically for the CISO and the security leader, you know, resources are a key deterrent in building a successful and mature program. There's a lot of priorities and they're playing, you know, oftentimes playing whack-a-mole. And so that's why for so long that off-the-shelf program, or none at all in some cases, was the route many organizations have taken. So the question becomes, with all the competing priorities as a security leader and sometimes the red tape internally, how do I build an effective program that reduces risk, scales, and meets the needs of a diverse group of employees? And what does that actually look like? So we are actually going to answer that question at our conference.
Well, that's great. I actually want to go to this event. So how do I register? How do CISOs and security leaders register for the June 25th event?
Yep. So we have a page up already. It's at breakingsecurityawareness.com. And registration is free. And we all know that hungry people click on links. So we're giving away, for the first 50 registrants, $25 gift cards. So lunch on us during the conference.
Okay. So give us that URL one more time.
BreakingSecurityAwareness, all one word, .com.
Okay. Easy to remember, everybody. BreakingSecurityAwareness.com. Ashley, thank you so much for joining us today.
Steve, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining us today was Ashley Rose, founder and CEO at Living Security, a scalable online platform that delivers game-changing cybersecurity education and training through unique and fun storylines and mini-games. To learn more about Living Security, visit livingsecurity.com. You can listen to all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.